So $2 billion in campaign spending, a lot of buttons, bumper stickers, campaign cell phones, hotel rooms, volunteer catering. But the ka-ching ka-ching of politics is actually this sound.
Here in Ohio, we're not better off under President Obama.
Growing up in Ohio, you learn to size up a person by their character.
The question Ohio families are asking.
Without President Obama's rescue of the auto industry.
Mr. President, you have no idea.
It's who can bring back the jobs.
Ohio would have collapsed.
And that's why I'm supporting President Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
The sound of $2 billion being dropped into a black hole called Campaign 2012. Well, to a voter in Ohio now, the fourth biggest ad market in the political race right now, are these ads making any difference for you? Andy Schuster, voter in Ohio.
It's not really buying my vote, at least. I think it's kind of ridiculous and over the top. I don't see why so many ads are necessary, because I've never personally spoken to any person, any registered voter, or someone that has a desire to now be a registered voter through seeing so many political ads.
So you're hearing the ching ching with just ad after ad after ad after ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the estimated 800,000 or so undecided voters in all of the swing states, you know how much they're spending per undecided?
500,000.
That's high. 1,000. 1,000 yeah. Per undecided, but the number of ads makes you feel like it's taken over the world.
It really has, yeah.
Any sense among your friends that the ads have made any kind of difference at all?
No, I've never heard anyone say that it would have affected how they are voting, or even mention anything about any of them.
Man, what could we have done with all that money?
I know, it's shocking.
All right, Andy Schuster, voter in Cleveland, Ohio. Will you vote early, or are you voting on Election Day?
I have already voted by absentee, yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Andy Schuster, a voter from Cleveland, Ohio. Again, remind you, it's the fourth biggest ad market in the political race right now. With us now is Michael Franz, who's a co-director of a Wesleyan Media Project and professor of government at Bowdoin College. That was a single data point there, Michael Franz. But his exasperation and the amounts of money that are being spent here, what does it say about the confluence of politics and money in 2012?
Well, this is the most expensive presidential election, most expensive election in American history. So I think that sort of exacerbation is to be expected given the amount of ads that are being thrown at voters.
I keep hearing that campaigns this year don't have to do triage, that they can basically put as much money as they want anywhere that they want it at any time, and they can target it much more in a much more concentrated fashion.
Absolutely. And the key distinguishing factor here, two of them really, is that both candidates have opted out of the general election public funding system, which frees them to raise as much money as they can. And the super PAC phenomenon after the Citizens United case has allowed outside money to flood the system. So there's more money and there's more opportunity here to try to reach voters in whatever way you can imagine.
The metric of $1,000 per estimated undecided voter, how do ads even begin to move the needle there? I mean, you're really just shooting, you know, you're just hosing at a wall trying to hit a speck.
Sure, but ads are a little bit about more than just convincing undecideds. They're also about reinforcing voters who were probably already leaning in your direction. Obama knows quite well that there are scores of voters across the country who are enthusiastic about him in 2008, but who are on the fence about him in 2012. And so the ads are about convincing undecideds, but they're also about keeping your base on your side. And so even though a voter might not perceive an ad to make a difference individually, as that single data point suggests, it could be moving people's perceptions of the candidates in small ways that will affect how they end up behaving politically.
So it's more like cheerleading.
Sure. Actually, it's more like, you know, the ads sort of provide a little bit of a boost at the beginning. They remind people the stakes. They remind people who's running and what issues are being debated. But then after that, ads are a little bit about keeping you high, so to speak. You know, if the ads went away, that high would disappear. So the ads are about keeping you at a particular level until you actually walk into the ballot box.
It's literally about generating buzz. Michael Franz, thanks so much.
No problem.
The buzz of politics. There's a bit of slang I'll take with me to the rest of the show. Michael Franz is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project and director of government at Bowdoin College.